Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Louis B. And I just wanted to discuss something that's been bothering me. I mean, I did a show a couple months back about I find ghetto behavior really unattractive. And it's something, it instantly turns me off. And the thing is, I see a lot of my own people, Hispanics, acting ghetto, are hood rats, hood wolves, Hispanics. And look, I'm gonna sound racist. I am. I'm just gonna sound racist. But I'm tired of that ghetto mentality. I am tired of seeing my own people wearing tight-ass pants with their asses hanging out, claiming to be men. I'm sorry. That is not manly. Having your ass hanging out. I don't care if you're gay. Like I've said before, if you like sucking dick, if you like fucking another man's ass, that's all fine and dandy. But at least be a fucking dude about it, you know? Freaking wearing these tight-ass, like, and me, I'm a child of the 90s. I grew up with shows like New York Undercover, where, you know, these dudes are wearing Tim's, wearing pants up there, like, on their ass, you know, covering their ass like it's supposed to, a little baggy. Like, that's the one thing that it got kind of crazy, wearing those fucking really, really, really baggy pants, to the point where my fat ass couldn't find pants my size because, you know, some 90-pound motherfucker was wearing size 48s. But it just really bothers me. And because I see that we have potential. And I'm really tired of the celebration of ignorance that being a hood rat or a hood wolf or ghetto fucking creates. It just promotes, there you go, not creates, but promotes this attitude of just willing fucking ignorance. And it needs to stop. I mean, case in point, there was this chick at my job. Like many chicks, but this one, I'm PMSing. I'm gonna have a bad fucking attitude, and I'm a fucking boss ass bitch type shit. And she was half Dominican, half black, but you know, but it's like she is so ambitious, but she still has that whole fucking ghetto mentality that, oh, I'm gonna fucking treat you like a son of a bitch because I'm having a bad day. And it's just, it really gets to be frustrating because you see that it's fucking ridiculous and unnecessary. And then when you get upset with these people and you freaking say, yo, what the fuck? It's like when you turn around, it's like, oh, whoa, 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 whoa. You're not going to be fucking mistreating me. I am not your father. I am not your brother. I am not your boyfriend. You are not going to be fucking talking to me like I'm a son of a bitch. And the funny thing is, as she was leaving, she's like, take me off Facebook. Bitch, you've been done fucking been blocked for over 3 weeks. I was done with you before you even realized I was done with you. And I think that shit is hilarious. Like, honestly, when I cut you off, it's like, I'm not gonna fucking be broadcasting it like, oh, I cut you off. I'm not gonna fucking make a scene. I'm just gonna be like, broop, done. Done. Because I'm not going to be sticking around having an argument on why I blocked you and what you did wrong. Like, I'm not your father. I'm not this. I'm not that. You do wrong by me, I'm just gonna fucking cut you off. Cause only ghetto people will stay and argue over a done or over already decided decision. I'm a man. I'm not gonna fucking stay and argue. Quick, decisive. And I think more of my Latinos should remember machismo. I know a lot of feminists like to fucking, put a negative light on machismo. But machismo is what a real man is. In fact, let me Google machismo. For the people to understand machismo. It is the sense of being macho or manly, the concept associated with a strong sense of masculine pride, with the supreme valuation of characteristics culturally associated with the masculine, and you know, and okay, this is gonna sound wrong, but the denigration of characteristics associated with being feminine. Men are men, women are women. There is nothing wrong with feminine, being feminine for a woman. In fact, I am extremely attracted to when a woman is acting, is feminine. Like, I love pink on a woman. For some reason, I'm attracted to when women wear pink. Not me. I will never wear pink. I'm really attracted to when a woman is pretty much following her gender roles. So, you know, and as Spanish men, as Latin men, having that machismo. But the thing is, I think in this country, since we don't have to kill what we eat or have to like work on a field, because a lot of us live in the cities, it's all about fucking fashion and dressing, fucking fashionable. Not even fashionable. It's going with the trends. And honestly, look, me, I like a classy look. I got a guayabera. I wear that shit with jeans over my ass. Shoot, if I could find a fedora. Like, sometimes I actually wish we could go back to the way men dressed back in the 50s. Wearing a suit everywhere. Having some fucking class. Having some fucking masculinity. And there is a war on masculinity. And that goes with hood rat ghetto behavior. Like, look at how Lil Wayne dressed, wearing fucking leggings. I mean, come on. That shit is disgusting. Yeah. I don't want to be talked to. I don't want no one talking to me. Then fucking say something. Don't be a fucking little girl. And fucking speak to people like they're fucking assholes. Especially when they were gentlemanly with you. And have fucking did shit for you. And when you were sick, took care of you. Or at least tried to take care of you. And then you want to turn around and be a fucking bitch. And you know, you're supposed to accept that shit. Because you're a woman. No, you're a fucking hood rat. And the moment I smelled the fact that you were really a hood rat and you fucking revealed yourself, I began to hate you. I hate hood rats. I hate ghetto. Whether it be black, Hispanic, white, you fucking come out with that ghetto bullshit, I hate you. This shit fucking disgusts me. It's classless. Has no honor. Being ghetto, being a hood wolf, hood rat, fucking acting ghetto has no fucking honor. And should have no place in this society. You don't go far. You don't go far. Like, especially when you go for a ghetto job. It's like, I mean, as funny as I love these things, it just really points out how ridiculous being ghetto is. If you go into Vine, there are these videos of people asking, are you niggas hiring? Are you niggas hiring? And people, and the a lot of the targets, they look at them like, are you fucking serious? Like, what kind of fucking, where did you learn your fucking craft? Are you fucking, like, honestly? You have no fucking soul. I'm sorry. Well, no, I'm not sorry. Honestly, we should start a campaign. Smack the ghetto out. You'll start getting more respect. More people will respect you if you have class. If you show that you have some sort of education, that you put away nonsense, that you're able to recognize what is nonsense, what is not necessary. But you expect respect to just be given to you. In a certain aspect, yes, you are born with respect, but the moment you start acting like a ghetto ratchet, you know, you lose it, and then you gotta fucking build that shit up again. And no, you know what? You're not a sissy, you're not some punk if you decide to be classy, fucking wear pants your size, and stop talking a certain way, stop acting a certain way, acting ghetto, and you act with a person with integrity, with intelligence. It doesn't mean, oh yeah, now you're a punk, because hey, if somebody steps to me and puts my life in danger and I have to defend myself, I will defend myself, as a man should. Women, and you know what, as much as women out there like to define what a man's role is, you know what, I'm going to define what a woman's role is. A woman's role, yes, you could be strong, you could be independent, but you do not have to be a bitch or treat people with such fucking disdain because you're having a bad day or you're on your period. You have no fucking excuse to talk like that. And I think society is starting to go down because of this. And we need to fucking turn this ship around before we all just end up like fucking Idiocracy in that movie, in a fucking planet full of morons. Ouch, I hit my balls. I mean, come on. Mike Judge is a genius. Watch that movie. That and Office Space. But it's just, I mean, there are people out there like Tommy Sotomayor, like, damn, I forgot who else. The Hateocracy, Die Hood Rat Die. I highly suggest you go pay the $5 and download that episode. And, God, it's just really upsetting. It's upsetting. It's upsetting. It's angering. And, like, you know, honestly, look, the song I'm playing is Doctor Who, the 11th Doctor, Matt Smith's theme. Like, I enjoy sci-fi. I enjoy sci-fi. But I also enjoy action movies. And the reason why a lot of men enjoy sci-fi is because we are full of imagination. It activates our imagination. And it activates mine. Reading sci-fi? And that is one of our superpowers as men, is imagination. We have a desire to want to tinker. And, you know, women have that, you know, I want someone to take care of me and pay my bills so I can survive. That is their evolutionary role. Fine. But the thing, the way they take it overboard is, oh, that's silly. You're not, that money is not, that money that you're making and you're wasting is not going to get my nails or hair done. I mean, that's one of the things I hear women look for. They really have nothing to offer. And they have that whole ghetto, I only want a man that's going to pay to have my hair and nails did. Really? And what do you offer in return? Do you cook? No, I'm an independent woman. I don't cook. I don't clean. I don't do shit for no man. Oh, so you want a man to do for you, but you should do for no one. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. But oh, you're just going to give me that pussy. Okay, so what happens when that pussy turns 50 and becomes all sloppy and disgusting and old? Can I dump you and get a newer model? No, I'm supposed to still love and respect you, but yeah. Because guaranteed, a hood rat ghetto woman and a hood rat ghetto man is not going to respect you. It's not. It's not in the programming. Respect is not in the programming. Common sense is not in the programming. Being reasonable is not in the fucking programming. All this irrational bullshit. And it just sick. And I'm just upset that my people are fucking following this shit. And they just don't know that they're running headfirst into disaster. Because it's not going to end well. I mean, look how it's happened in the black community. It's not working for them. It's not. Look at what they're doing. Look how they're acting. And I know I'm going to get, oh, this is hate speech. This is hate speech. No. Look at the ghetto fucking hip-hop culture in the black community. Is it fucking working for them? No. It's not. And especially, I mean, seriously, there is a war on for black men. You know how easy it is to kill a black man and get off? We already seen that shit. And they're still acting like that. They're still acting ghetto. I mean, you know, cops out there would just shoot a black dude just for, you know, dudes freaking catching a fucking seizure because he has diabetes and the cops shoot him dead. Dude gets in a car accident, he's trying to get help, and somebody calls the cops, they shoot him dead. And they're still acting ghetto? Don't you think if there was a culture shift in the African-American community, you know, and they start fucking taking over the universities, fucking becoming just, you know, getting their shit together and with their strength and power and a roar of fucking determination, like how it was back in the day, back in, you know, with Martin Luther King and Malcolm X, it's like, what? And Latinos, we have that same strength. And we're fucking following them and it's not working? Can't you see the fucking disaster? They're falling off the cliff. And we're following them? Well, you're following them. I'm not. It's like, come on, guys, really? Honestly, think about that shit. And this is just way past my bedtime. I should be asleep, but this shit was just really bothering me, and I just need to get this rant on tape, and then I'll just upload it to Spreaker. And it really is fucking, it just makes it, I just want to save you. I'm just trying to save, you know, even if a black person listens to this, like, really think about it. is the how is the whole ghetto, whole fucking hood rat, freaking living on top of each other, freaking pissing in the fucking in the projects, pissing in the fucking hallways, fucking messing up where the fuck you live, and having no pride in where you live in. Yeah, you'll fucking shoot someone from a different block, but your own fucking house is fucked up. Where's the pride? Latinos, where's our pride? We're proud. We're willing to scream, booty! Or Republica Dominicano! You know, fucking doing that. But our own house is fucked up. Pride starts at home, man. Being proud is maintaining your shit, becoming a better person, fucking trying to reach the next stage of evolution. Can we stop doing this shit? Maybe if we stop doing this shit and start freaking becoming a real danger to the establishment by fucking not having fucking debt, freaking building, fucking stacking our money up, freaking not freaking participating in their illegal fucking drug trade. And no, I'm not slamming weed. That shit should be legalized. But you know what? How's about we fight it legally and fucking have that shit put on a ballot and vote for it. Have it voted on as like legalizing. Like they did in Colorado and Washington. But till then, it's just an excuse for them to throw us in jail. And even the and even there are statistics showing that blacks and Latinos get fucked and put thrown in fucked over and thrown in jail more than anybody else. What the hell does that say? Yeah, I'm just trying to wake you up. This is just a rant. So I'm going hard, son. I'm going hard. Da, 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 go hard. So, anyways, I've been doing stand-up comedy. I'm getting better at it. Just stay tuned to Crotch Out Radio. In fact, I'm going to be opening up my own page for comedy where I'm going to be filming myself. If you're in New York City, please stay tuned because I will be posting when I do shows. Hopefully, I can start getting paying gigs. But, you know, I'll still do, like, stuff like this. Because, you know, sometimes my thoughts that I have to, like, throw out there, they're just not funny. They're not funny. It's more to just aim at your heart, fucking hopefully help you think, and start a discussion. More importantly, start a war. The war for your mind. There is a war for your mind. Keep you fucking distracted. Like this whole fucking plane business, my gut is telling me it's a, you know, the Malaysian flight disappearance. My whole thing is telling me that it's a fucking distraction. I'm really starting to think there was never a plane. I mean, for it to disappear like that, I don't think there was a plane. Think about that. And it's probably to distract us from something else. So that way we don't fucking, they can sneak something past and fuck us all up. Anyways, I'm Louis B. This was my rant.